One thing that I mean, they're fascinating, obviously. One thing that struck me, because he quotes over and over a pasuk that we learned,
That's yeah.
right.
So Hassal says Yom Kippur, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, I guess when we learned it, I didn't really make the connection that I think the way we learned that the Pashup Shad is that Melech Shlomo is talking about Shlomo
Yeah.
HaMelech. But the Gemara or the Rashi on the Mishnah in Tainus says that we're talking about Melech Shalom Loi.
Right.
So how do we understand that on a few levels? First of all, if it's Shir HaShirim, why is Shlomo HaMelech writing a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, the Pashtos,
Right.
writing a pasuk about himself, like Tzener Ena HaMelech Shlomo, about himself, about his day, like how does that fit in the Pashtos? And second of all, if it's not talking about Shlomo HaMelech, isn't it a very odd choice of words to use for Melech Shalom Loi?
So, in as much a real Melech's Malchus is supposed to be the Gilui of Rebbein Shalom's Malchus. In other words, the trappings of the Malchus is the Guf HaMalchus. So when you have when a king has extremely obedient servants and whatever accoutrements go together with the Malchus, that is the Guf HaMalchus. Since the Malchus is the Chetimtza to be Moilech on the Am, whatever does that, so Shlomo HaMelech B'tikunah, the way he should have been, would have been that dogma, would have been the personification of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a reason why his name is Shlomo, the reason why he should have been the fact that he was Ish Menucha, the fact that things happened, it should have been. David was the warrior. David was the one who was moved things towards Beis HaMikdash. The Zman of Shlomo, it should have been, that should have been the end. That should have been Basli Gani Achayzikala. So Shlomo Melech being, hello? It should have been, yes, Shlomo should have embodied that Malchus, and because he didn't, there was no. So it is appropriate. It's just like when we say Melech Achashverosh, every Melech there refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu acting through Melech Achashverosh. But over there, the Pshat is Achashverosh was a puppet. It wasn't because he was so interested in being an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because
So it's not like a, it's not a Lashon. I mean, I'm not doubting Shlomo is godless, but it doesn't come across as odd, like in a sense of gaiva. We don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu talks about himself as the ultimate, highest level of the Torah. It says about him, Moshe Anu Mikol Adam, but he doesn't write kind of first person language. Come look at how great Moshe Rabbeinu is.
But in as much as Shlomo represents something more than himself, then that's what he's projecting. It's not Shlomo the person as much as Shlomo the king of Klal Yisrael at its shlemus. So in that sense, he's writing about. There's a story from the Kvaldiga story from the Kotzka that the Chiddushei Arim wrote a letter to him. They went in this town. They were very mechabed him and this, that, things like that. And the Kotzka was very, very nispal from the letter. He said he knows how to take kavod. In other words, he felt in the writing that there was no sense of self being projected. It was almost as if he would have said, I came to the town and they put me up in this room and they fed me this and this. Totally dispassionate about it. So here also he's describing the what the mahalach of Malchus Shleima and Klal Yisrael is, and that's what it should have been, and unfortunately it wasn't, and he messes up. Someone along the lines messed up.
So when he says Melech Shlomo, he's referring to Malchus Shlomo and the status of the
Malchus
Christ, all the Chalal.
right, and Malchus Shlomo is supposed to have been the clear and final stage. That's like say Lev Malachim B'Yad Hashem. There's a he was the one who should have been the Merkava, and he wasn't. Him and David together, the fourth wheel of Merkava, and and because whatever happened, it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Well,